WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio. For 8 years, we've been helping you cut through the noise and focus of what actually works on health. I'm Ed Jones, and for 47 plus years, I've been deeply involved in the study and practice of nutrition and holistic health, working to understand how the body heals and thrives. Alongside me is Clint Powell, bringing good old common sense and life wisdom and asking the questions you probably weren't ever thinking about, but he asked them anyway. Good morning, Clint. Wow. I'm not going to ask you how you are. I'm just saying good morning, Clint.
Good morning, Ed.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Hey, Ed, how are you?
I knew you was going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Pull the how are you trigger.
Yeah, how you doing, Ed? You should be doing good today.
We're not going to mention anything about my day, okay? Just leave it.
I was just making an assumption you've had a good day. That's all I'm saying.
I have had a very nice morning and worked out at my normal got to the gym at 4:08 this morning, which is about right. Sometimes it's 4:15. And I want to talk about my tip of the day, week, and month, and year for people to reach their goals in the gym.
Okay. I'm all in. I'm ready for it.
Hey, this kind of just came out of nowhere because I haven't talked to anyone else. I'd actually talked to one person who's done it, and he kind of gave me the seeds, I guess, and this was like a year ago. But I have a goal in 14 weeks to be in the Chattanooga Fitness Bodybuilding Contest, to be my fourth year. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn as you practice anything in life. I don't care if it's my violin, landing planes, or I don't know what you do to practice. I don't really see a lot of that. TV watching? Yeah, you learn to be better at TV watching.
And you also practice at being very kind.
Ah, yes, of course I do.
Continue on, sir.
I have a Buddha heart. Oh,
yes, you do.
So, I have a goal 14 weeks from now. And 2 weeks ago was 16 weeks. So, I put into AI the following. And I think any AI platform will work. I'm on three different ones, but chat has certainly been very efficient for me to get the answers. My goal is, I said 16 weeks from now, I want to be in this fitness contest in this class, which is, of course, the men's classic over 50 or over 55, which is kind of unfair because I'm not far from 70, but it is what it is. I took photos of myself and I started taking photos of my breakfast, lunch, and supper, or a snack that I would eat during the day. I have been absolutely blown away with the sound advice that I am getting from my thinking partner, which is what I call AI. And I do this, it takes me maybe a total of 7 to 8 minutes total per day. But the fact I don't have to enter my foods with names is just incredibly Star Trek-y, and it tells exactly what I need to be doing. It's a very wonderful coach. It's very positive, but it's also very honest about where my weak points are and where my mistakes are being found, and it really makes me accountable.
Good. And I like that. And you're not going to do, are you going to do what you did last year, though?
In regard to,
remember how you ate going into it? You were cranky pants.
Nope, I'm not going to do it like
Mr.
that.
Mr. McCranky pants for 2 weeks. Good.
I was winging it. I didn't.
No one liked you those last 2 weeks.
No
one did.
And they shouldn't.
No, you were cranky
because I didn't have a real targeted game plan. So I told someone about
and
30
you
minutes
eat
ago.
Food.
Yeah, well,
any good food.
No carbs at all. Sodium loading, then sodium depleting.
Good
no,
Lord.
There's more common sense ways to do this.
Yeah.
I already see in 3 weeks more change just from doing what AI said than I really think I had seen the whole time last year. So I'm going to throw it out to anyone who has a goal for weight of any kind.
When are you going to do it? When are you going to give that tip?
The tip is going on AI and putting in
that's
all
the
info.
Tip?
Yeah. There's not a magic pill.
Well, that's what I expected. I was like, hey, come, you know, okay.
I just talked to Marlene at Well Labs and had a wonderful conversation. And again, full range blood testing, IVs, get to see a PA if you need to for acute care, or even if you need a primary care physician mm-hmm. who is more holistically minded. Mm-hmm. What's their website?
Beginwithlabs.com.
Yep, thank you. She said that 1 in 8 people right now are on weight loss drugs, mm-hmm. like GLP, Ozempic type of drugs. And because the pill is now out, they anticipate 1 out of every 2 will be on a drug in the next coming few years. Now, that is very frightening. Very frightening because the drug itself is hijacking the physiology of the body. Anytime you push Mother Nature, you can kind of tweak Mother Nature and get by with it, but you cannot push it or it falls over the cliff. There will be resounding side effects that will become apparent only in probably 5+ more years. Secondly, we already know the side effect that it creates a lot of muscle loss along with the weight loss. Now, you can counter that if you do what I really feel constantly move to educate 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. You can't do it without 2 protein drinks a day. There's no other human way. You can't eat that much protein. But if you do that in weight train, you can kind of silence some of that side effect mm-hmm. of Ozempic. So that's kind of the tip on that. I want to tell you, or I tell you what, Clint, ask me how I've been feeling over the past couple of weeks.
Hey, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, me and Cody were talking, and Lenny, actually, we were all in a group text message, and Lenny, I think Lenny initiated it. Yeah, she said, hey, Clint, next time you're in the radio studio, ask Ed how he's been feeling the last couple of weeks. So Lenny wanted to know.
Oh, well, good. Thank you, Lenny, for thinking of me in that way, because obviously you observed that I've been on top of my game. I have more energy, better sleep than I have had. I can't even remember when I've had an R-ring 4 straight years. My R-ring has never read the numbers it has read over the past 3 solid weeks. What have I done to make this happen? Well, ask me what I've done.
Cody was asking.
Okay.
Cody wanted to ask. Hey,
okay.
Cody, did you want to know?
What have you done?
He can't hear him, but Cody wanted to know what you've done. I don't care. I haven't noticed anything, and I don't care. But these two, they're on it.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you so much. You know, it helps when I sign their paychecks.
Absolutely.
I guess.
Absolutely. So what are you doing, Ed?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
But here's the 2 things I have changed in my life.
Okay.
I have started taking something called butyric acid. My daughter kept raving about it for some of the people she knew that was taking it. Butyric acid actually comes from butter. It comes from fermentation of fiber in our gut if we eat plenty of fiber. It also comes in a supplement.
Okay.
And the supplement, I am doing 2 pills in the morning because it actually caused me to have heartburn at night, but 2 pills in the morning doesn't. And it mimics some of the GLP properties of the Ozempic. So getting ready for this contest, I thought, you know what? I'm going to try to kick in, do all I can. So I did it only for the purpose of maybe losing some body fat. So that's one thing. The second thing is, and I showed the hydrogen water bottle that we offer now at Nutrition World, and we also offer hydrogen tablets that are far less expensive that you can put in water and drink hydrogen every day. I am convinced it's one of those 2 things because I've not done anything else.
How about
else
the little
ever.
Patch on the back of your neck?
I took the patches off because I wanted to see if it was the patches.
Oh.
So it was an experiment. The patches did make me feel nervous system much better.
Okay.
I felt less stressed and a little bit of endurance, but it didn't change my aura ring. That was the thing. This has changed my aura ring from an average of 71 to an 82. You know enough about those whoops and aura rings to know that's significant.
So go back to the stuff from butter.
Butyric acid.
Yeah, go back to that. Let's just call it butter stuff. Mm-hmm. So what is that? What exactly does that do? Because you alluded to it. It acts like this. But how would that affect sleep, just so I can connect those dots?
The only way I can reason it is the fact that it is the possible missing link on creating the very optimal intestinal lining and microbiome.
Okay.
You can take all the probiotics you want, but if you have leaky gut, you have inflammation within the gut lining. Inflammation doesn't mean you have pain. You could be inflamed and not have pain. Mm. And I don't know, but something has not slightly, but radically changed the way that my sense of well-being is over the past 3 weeks and looking at these numbers. So
that's good.
We're going to educate more on butyric acid. I recommend it highly, of course. And we do know research is very solid on hydrogen. So if you want to do it inexpensively, just get some tablets. You don't have to buy the
give
free.
It a test yourself. Yeah.
And really quickly, went to Dollar General store yesterday. Have a whole new mini series coming out of. And here's the title. It's kind of a long title. You want to know what the title is, Clint?
Yeah. Let's hear the marketing genius title. Okay. Here we go.
This was me now. This wasn't Cody, AI, or Lenny.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Yeah. What would Ed Jones do if he was stranded in a small rural town as he was camping and had no place to eat and had to do shopping at Dollar General store for his breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Oh, sorry. I woke up. What was that? My bad. I dozed off.
It is a little long title.
Yeah, you can listen to it on Audible, ladies and gentlemen. Holy crap.
So you can tune into Instagram and to Facebook, maybe some YouTube, I don't know, and see where I went down the aisles with Cody videoing me. And I didn't realize how much freezer space they have at Dollar General.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only guessing they had 40 doors going down the right-hand side.
I'm a Dollar General guy, man. Yeah, I leave Waffle House, and then I run by the Dollar General and pick up stuff.
Yeah. You are the PhD of Waffle House and the PhD of Dollar General.
I'm a consumer of the Dollar General.
Educated.
Not the Family Dollar. Get it straight. Dollar Tree. Nope. Not the Family Tree Dollar.
You are so right.
Yep, I'm the Dollar General.
I did research, and 30% of all Americans shop at Dollar General, and 20 to 40% do their grocery shopping if they live in a rural community. What I found was probably no more than 12 foods out of probably 2,000 that I would consume.
Yeah, okay.
But here's the deal. There was 12.
Yeah.
And as I speak about people when they say, you eat at this place, you eat at that place, you can find probably something of relative health or at least neutral health at almost any restaurant and or grocery store like Dollar General.
Yeah.
So tune in on our Instagram and Facebook to get the tips on, or just the kind of the fun tips on what you would do at Dollar General store.
Yeah, ignore the title. Just watch the video.
There you go. All right.
When we come back, are we going to have, is Dr. Deering going to be next segment or third segment? He's going to be third. Next segment is just going to be more of Ed and I with witty banter and infotainment here on Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell, and for nearly five decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health. And every day at Nutrition World, we attempt to help people apply what truly works. Let's continue today's conversation and move you closer to stronger, more resilient, and optimal health. I love the word optimal because average health is not cutting it in this country. I want to say really quickly, Clint, you told me about this. Ribbon Loin was another added on to my kind of positive feedbacks on restaurants.
Well, and let's be, my disclaimer is I got a message via Facebook from a listener. So this is third party. If it's wrong, it's I did not do my due diligence, but it was several days ago. It's the Pot-a-thon stuff. And so the listener said, hey, by the way, on their marquee out front that Ribbon Loin had said that they're going to be using beef tallow. So I don't know what capacity. Oh, okay. I don't know how often. I don't know how real that. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know. And that was not an April Fool's Day. It happened before April Fool's Day. So
love
no
that.
April Fool's jokes on
Why
that.
Do I love that? Because tallow is a very stable fat. Why do cardiologists hate tallow? Because it is a saturated fat. Why do we disagree on that? It's not because I'm smarter than they are, because I'm not. They have put a lot of schooling behind them that taught them a huge toolbox of technical and scientific knowledge and wisdom. I don't know about wisdom, knowledge. And the thing is, there's a whole lot of history about the whole concept of what does fat actually do in our bodies, whether it be healthy or unhealthy. And they bought into a system of belief. Perfectly fine. I bought into mine too. So not any different. But Ansel Keys back in the 50s did some research on rabbits and animals and saw this yellow gooky stuff and decided that saturated fat was killing the rabbits much easier, much quicker due to cardiovascular damage. Well, it became a fad for decades that we should eat low fat. And what happens when you eat low fat, you increase carbohydrates. So in fact, the reverse happened of what we wanted. Cardiovascular disease is still rated, hasn't gone down. We still are, with all the billions and the statins and other drugs, it's not going budging very well unless you are truly embracing every aspect of it based on dietary changes. So tallow is one thing that I do feel is 10 times healthier than vegetable oils, which are called seed oils, and ribbon loin, and also Steak and Shake. And there'll be a tallow place in Cleveland opening, and just more and more restaurants are embracing it. And I love the fact that they're open-minded to do this. And I would never eat a French fries, even on my worst days, but I would eat a little on a special day if it was made with tallow.
Huh.
And they actually taste better on tallow. Tallow was what we used in the restaurant industry for decades before vegetables became so.
When was the last time you had a French fry, Ed?
I can't remember, honestly.
Has it been years?
I had one French. If you called one French fry eating one, I probably had one this year. Two, okay. Maybe.
Do you remember where you got them from?
It was tallow based. It was, it was. It was up there in Hickson. And what's that restaurant? The one, that little bar over there, has been there since 1950.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday, yeah.
Great. They have a wonderful French fries. They're still unhealthy as far as the potatoes. And I read today that it was interesting on the main news that the potato farmers are having to throw away so many potatoes due to two reasons, one of which is Ozempic, which are the weight loss drugs, because restaurants are suffering because these drugs do create less cravings. And that's one reason that it does work. I know there are other options, but it has decreased the sales in restaurants.
Wow.
Modestly to sometimes significantly, especially processed foods. And then secondly is the fact that I think more people are understanding my conversation, which is processed foods, high levels of carbohydrates are destructive to the organs, the liver, the body, the arteries, you name it. It is destructive. So there's a guy named Dr. Keith Mumby, and I used to read his articles very regularly for probably 10 years. You know how it is on emails. You quit looking at them, and they kind of fade away, and you don't even see them for a couple of years. It's probably been 3 or 4 years. I love this guy. He's from England, a physician, MD, very outspoken, practiced medicine for decades, and has a wonderful perspective. But this was because I'm speaking of hydrogen water a lot and I'm using it every single day. This was an interesting little take. He said in 1992, a German hotel owner walked into an abandoned slate mine looking for somewhere to store his wine. She found a spring instead. Word spread. Visitors started turning up, and first dozens, then thousands, an ex-miner threw away his crutch. A woman's blood pressure dropped 30 points while standing in the cave. A journalist drank the water and said his fingertips were vibrating within 5 minutes. Nobody could explain it. And when nobody can explain something, the medical establishment does what it always does, ignores it. But researchers from the Kyushu University in Japan didn't ignore it. They carried the water samples back to the lab, not just from this mine in Germany, but from one in Mexico and one from Japan. Every single sample contained elevated levels of the same thing, dissolved molecular hydrogen. Just love these hydrogen stories, and I'm telling you, it may be the hydrogen. It might be both of them that I'm doing.
I'm going to go buy some tablets.
Yeah, the tablets are easy to do. You do have to drink it within 3 minutes or it bubbles away into the atmosphere.
Do you have to wait, though, till it's dissolved, or you drink it? I don't know.
It takes a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
It takes a minute. I want to make sure that people know that the connection to oral health, because I'm going to the dentist again on April 7th to get my teeth clean. I do it every 3 months. I ignore so much of the medical yah-ya about preventative testing, diagnostics for my personal self, and I take responsibility for that. I am perfectly at peace with I'm doing all I can, and I've lived a hell of a good life, and if it ends in the next few years or a few months, I don't want it to, but I have a lot of luxury from what I have done in my life as far as peace. So my connection to the microbiome in the oral cavity, not the gut. I wrote an ebook. If you want to read it on oral health and general health, you just Google nutritionw.com and dental or hygiene or something to do with teeth, and it will pop up. But this is the toothpaste I use. Have you ever used this?
No.
Okay, of course you haven't.
No.
Made by Echo.
Hold on a second. Lenny, have you ever used it? No. Hey, Cody, have you ever used it? No. So there's three of us. He's never used it.
He said yes. I thought his head went up and down.
Okay, he's lying. Three of us have never used it. Don't act like I'm the weird one for not using it. Continue on. Cody's a liar. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Of course. No. Echodent Daily Care Tooth Powder. Tooth powder. This is like something you would see in World War II ads, mm-hmm. A tooth powder.
Yep.
And sure is. Love it to death. Why do I feel that this is appropriate for me? Maybe somebody asked me, why would I feel this is appropriate for me?
Okay, why is it appropriate?
Because it doesn't kill bacteria.
Cody wants you to show it to his camera, too.
It doesn't kill bacteria. When we kill bacteria in our mouth, we're killing a few bad guys and a whole lot of our good cousins and brothers and sisters.
Me and Lenny want to kill bacteria. Let me see.
No, you don't. You don't want to
see what it looks like.
And because the thing that causes Alzheimer's is very correlated with the negative bacteria that's found in the mouth. You can think all day long, oh, Listerine, this tea tree oil.
I haven't heard Listerine's bad for you. The alcohol is not good. It kills the stuff in your mouth.
Anything that kills. Even the stuff Nutrition World can sell, like tea tree oil mouthwash, we have to do it. I'm not saying it's a demon. We're not going to eliminate it. But but we don't need to be killing bacteria in the microbiome of the mouth. And unless you have something going on. Now, if I had a sore throat, I'm going to gargle with everything I got that can kill some bacteria.
Of course.
But that's short run. The long run is quit doing killing fields twice a day. And that tastes fantastic. So
there you go.
Throwing that out. We are going to talk today with Dr. Kurt Dehring, our clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World, about antidepressants. I am depressed about antidepressants.
I'm sorry, Ed.
No, thank you, counselor.
You know, thank goodness Kurt will be in here. Y'all can talk about it.
There we go. We can.
He can help you through your depression.
My depression about depression?
Depression and stuff,
hey, yeah. This is just a tiny bit of what we're going to speak about because it really frustrates me. And the word that I like for what antidepressants do is blunt your emotions. Blunting is necessary when really life throws curveballs and you can't function and you need something to keep you from being drowning in the sea of life. However, those are temporary or should be temporary of 90 days. But the thing is the side effects, they're band-aid approaches almost always. And here's some of the side effects. Dr. Dehring is going to really delve into it. 62% reported sexual difficulties. 60% felt emotionally numb. 52% certainly said they did not feel like themselves. 47% had agitation. And 39% cared far less for others. We'll get into it big time with Dr. Kurt Dehring today. I have to actually defend drugs sometimes with Dr. Dehring. He is... spent 30 plus years as a clinical pharmacist. That means he worked with patients. And I sometimes like, hey, there are a few good drugs out there, okay? Did you see this headline right here?
Aggressive brain cancer may respond to high-dose vitamin therapy, study suggests. Yeah. I did not.
Very interesting. It was actually 2 days ago. Well, it was March 31st is when this came out. But high-dose niacin or niacinamide, which is the non-flesh version, says it may enhance immune activity and improve short-term disease in glioblastoma. And that is a deadly brain cancer. I don't know if I've ever seen a glioblastoma survivor. Now, I know there are some, but it's about 80% fatal, I know at least. But high-dose B3 enhanced the immune system in this big study, and even though glioblastoma is a highly aggressive, fast-growing brain cancer that develops from the cells in the brain and spinal cord, it showed that they had a far higher level of life-extending qualities using that. Why is that? It doesn't say why, but I can tell you why. Because niacinamide, which I prefer over niacin, activates something called NAD. NAD is, if you looked it up, it's an anti-aging nutrient that helps to maintain healthy cells so that they don't age as fast. Well, obviously, NAD, which you can't, it doesn't work by taking that, but you can make more NAD by taking niacinamide. And also niacinamide is the only thing that dermatologists recommend to reduce the incidence of skin cancer.
That's not the NV. That's not the other stuff.
NMN is in that category. NMN will make NAD more efficiently than niacinamide, but niacinamide's so cheap.
Okay.
And niacinamide reduces skin cancer. That's the cool thing about it. I've been taking niacinamide now pretty much for the skin cancer thing. I've had two skin cancers in 68 years, and none of us want that. I want to talk about really quickly, and I know you do blood testing, Clint, and I'm so glad you do, because doing it at a physical won't check certain parts to this puzzle that could be devastating to long-term health. And one of those, which is highly ignored, is high iron levels. And the problem is people who live in the reference ranges, which are 90% of all traditional physicians, nurse practitioners, and PAs, are allowing people to slip into the gray area of very poor health and still saying, come see me in a year, because I don't know why, but they are doing that. But high iron is often under-recognized, and there's totally a general lack of awareness in the medical community. Now, ferritin is storage iron, and this is where I want people to go to their doctor, get this kind of test for iron and ferritin, and you can do that at BeWell Labs. And again, the website is?
Beginwithlabs.com.
There you go. And you can do that on a walk-in basis. Just check their website for their hours. But ferritin level above 100 means you're either inflamed, have high iron or both, a level above 200 is considered pathological. And the higher your ferritin, the shorter your lifespan. Guess what? The normal, I'm going by memory, is about 180, I believe. I'm not sure. So 200 is shortening your lifespan, but yet it's almost considered normal. It may even be normal. And left untreated, liver damage will happen. What can we do about that? Giving blood at Blood Assurance. Saying that, I actually missed my appointment today, which I had on the calendar, and somehow I didn't put it on my calendar. Wow. Maybe that's why I missed it.
Wow.
Yeah. I know you've never done anything foolish like that.
I just don't make appointments. So I don't have to worry about it. You don't miss what you don't set.
You don't miss what you don't set.
Absolutely. Never miss a goal if you don't shoot, baby. That's my motivation for the day. Are we getting ready to come back with Dr. D? I mean,
yes.
No, are we ready?
We are ready for
Kirk
Dr.
Darin,
D.
I think, is in the green room chomping at the bit to get in here and talk about whatever it was you said you want to talk about.
We're going to talk about it. I'm depressed about antidepressants.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Ed's mental state. We're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World. We'll be right back.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones alongside my partner, Clint Powell, and at Nutrition World, we serve hundreds of families each week, cutting through the confusion and focusing on proven strategies that support long-term wellness. In this segment, we're diving deeper into what really moves the needle. You know, I mentioned about the fact that welcome Dr. Deering to Vital Health.
Thank you.
Yep, our clinical pharmacist, you have over 3 decades of experience and love having you on the staff of Nutrition World. You make me look good and raise the credibility of the whole store.
Well, thank you. Love being there.
I can tell that. You share the same.
I'm at a point in my career where I don't have to work as much as I do, but I put in 9 hours a day there because I love it.
You do, yeah. Even though your body's failing, your mind is still doing well.
Well, I'm still managing to get my sunshine every day. And I'm going and working out.
Yes, you are.
And so I'm eating healthy. So most of the time I'm there, I'm not eating at all. So that's kind of a built-in fasting right there.
Until we have paid lunches. And it is a buffet for Dr. Deering, let me tell you.
I know.
If Clint would just go down there and have some of those free lunches, but he's pretty disciplined.
I've been doing my own meal prep the last 2 weeks.
How's that going?
It's going real good.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, you fix food?
I've done it forever. But
now, do you fix food for a whole week?
Yeah, I actually have 2 meals a day prepped out for 10 days.
Sweet.
And then
sweet.
When I get down to 7, I do the next 3 or so.
Yep.
Now, our meals are getting better at our trainings. We're getting a little cleaner.
Yeah.
We're not quite clean enough for Lenny to want to eat any of it. She still brings her own food in. But
well, Lenny's a plant. She eats and goes, she sits in the sun.
So that's, she's a plant. That's,
yeah.
She's a little.
She drinks her water, she eats her food, and then she goes out and basks in the sun during the lunch break. That's what it's supposed to be.
And she studies herbal medicine because she's an herbal
expert. She's
way
happier than most people on the planet.
There you go. Yeah. And so if you need to know anything about herbs, you come into Nutrition World and talk to Lenny. But back to the antidepressants that we talked about that we were going to discuss. I've had depression. I have taken antidepressants in my mid-30s, and they wrecked my urinary tract. I don't know if that's common, but it caused my prostate to swell and never went back down. It just never did. So I know that Clint wants to know about my prostate because he's interested in Ed Jones's prostate.
It's my Ed Jones diary. Just there added to it every day.
Yeah. However, I do know my feeling is that it is necessary at certain times during really emergencies parts of life, and there is a subset of people that it seems to work modestly well on long term. That subset, that's not the majority, and it has a plethora of side effects that can be really devastating to the quality of life. And I don't know about your observations, Dr. Deering, but I guess that they're similar to that. Now, before you even get into it, you know, we're not telling anybody to get off of an antidepressant without checking with your doctor and going to ask, is it okay that I do this and I do that instead, or I taper or whatever. However, I want people to be empowered through Vital Health Radio, and that's what we are doing. So, again, antidepressants, please start the conversation.
In my consults, I do have plenty of people that come in on SSRIs, and I do have protocols to get them off, but I do work in conjunction with their physician. What I do is I lay it all out. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to taper off. This is what we're going to give you instead. And they can present that to their primary care provider, and they can either run with it or not, but hopefully they will run with it. But what we're talking about today is SSRIs. So we're talking about selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So if we want to put a name to those, we're talking about Prozac, which is fluoxetine, Celexa, which is citalopram, Lexapro, Paxil, paroxetine, and Zoloft, which is sertraline. So those are your SSRs right there. So how effective are these? Well, every study that randomized controlled trial is going to compare to placebo. The effectiveness of these are, they are a little bit more effective than placebo, but interestingly enough, placebo is very effective in depression.
What is a placebo?
Placebo is a sugar pill. You're giving them something that's not going to have any medicine in it. So it, in general, placebo for just about anything in life works 40% of the time. That's pretty daggum good.
I know Clint uses donuts for placebo. Does that excite
sugar? What the heck are we doing here? Yeah.
Sugar placebo. Hey.
Just a sugar circle.
Sugar circle.
So
with a hole in it.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is 40% of the time with depression, placebo works significantly better than the 40%. So there's, which makes me think that given enough time, if you just give people time, another month or two, a lot of these depressive symptoms will go away.
They will. Okay? Let me interject one quick thing. I have a study here in front of me where exercise outperformed standard care for depression and anxiety. And this is where they tested in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, 79,500 participants. These were children aged and adults aged from 10 till 90 years old that were clinically diagnosed and were included in this study. And it was at least equal to any of the medications out there, and in most cases, certainly beat that just from exercise.
That's awesome.
Doesn't include using the botanical pharmacy. It doesn't include using helping sleep, because sleep can aggravate all depression levels, and we're going to have you talk about that.
Well, the SSRIs are, this is when we used to counsel patients being started on SSRIs. Which it's amazing to me how much counseling doesn't go on anymore at all in pharmacies. But when we used to counsel people, we'd tell them, guess what? Be prepared. You're going to get worse before you get better.
Uh-huh.
So the first week or two, plan on feeling worse than you feel now. Now, some of that may be the side effects that they're experiencing from these. So, but the depressive symptoms actually get worse.
This is when they take the drug.
Yeah, when they take the drug.
Yeah.
Their symptoms are going to get worse. So the first week or two, they're going to feel worse. Then by week three or four, they're going to get back to baseline to where they were started from.
Okay.
All right. And if it's going to work, which might be a little bit more than 50% of the time, if it's going to work, you're going to see the effects at 4 to 6 weeks. So the question is, if it doesn't end up working, would you have been better off doing nothing, or would then if you get through 6 weeks and you went through hell to get there and the medicine didn't end up working at all? In the meantime, what did you go through? So some of the common side effects, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, you get sweating, headache. You can get all kinds of sleep disturbances. That may be sleepiness. It may be insomnia. It can have some anticholinergic type effects like dry mouth, jitteriness, anxiety, tremor. And then not necessarily in that first month, but definitely one of the long-term complications is sexual dysfunction. You talk to anybody on an SSRI, you're going to hear them talk about sexual dysfunction. This is, I don't have to get into details of that, but pretty much if you can think of a sexual dysfunction, you're going to get it with an SSRI.
I know from experience, it is very true.
And these are not clean drugs. You're also going to get weight changes with them, typically weight gain. And then other thing.
How about Prozac, though? Prozac was actually first invented to help people lose weight. I think, is that not the only one that might help people lose weight?
I think it depends on the individual.
I think it does, too. Yes.
As to whether they might gain weight or lose weight. The other big thing with these things is withdrawal symptoms. I mean, if you stop these things abruptly, you're talking about anxiety, dizziness, nausea, flu-like symptoms, trouble sleeping. And then, of course, the biggest one that I hear about that's my wife experienced this one back in the it was brain zaps. I mean, you get these little electrical impulses in your head called brain zaps, and it'll remind you really quick, did I take my medication or not?
Really?
And so
it feels like electric shock?
Yes. This is what keeps people on these things, is that they all of a sudden they'll have sometimes that's the one thing. They may not know what's causing their anxiety that day or their flu-like symptoms, but when they get those brain zaps, they know exactly what it is. It's withdrawal symptoms from these SSRIs, which is why you've got to taper off these things very slowly. Mm. Now, other serious side effects. These things have an FDA boxed warning that they can increase suicide rates, all right? They increase your chance of committing suicide. It's especially in children, adolescents, and young adults. They looked at these things in a meta-analysis, and patients aged 18 to 24 experienced a statistically significant increase in suicidal thoughts and behaviors compared to placebo. So You have that. Then,
and before people get down and too down and out, you're going to offer some plan Bs that are safer and more green pharmacy related for those appropriate people.
Yes, things that unfortunately I did not know, you know.
Yeah.
There are reasons why when I was running my clinics, I had some clinics I ran, like my cholesterol clinic. I just stopped doing it. I didn't know there was bergamot you could treat with and red yeast rice and plant sterols and all these beautiful things. So my choice was statins. I could no longer in good conscience do it, so I just stopped running a cholesterol clinic.
Oh, really?
So could no longer in good conscience do it. Had I known back in those days, there's saffron and there's actually, you know, exercise and sunshine and vitamin D. If you get all these things you can do, I would have been promoting that. Instead, that's the one thing I learned in my diabetes clinic. I finally learned that the medications were not doing anything but putting a Band-Aid on it. And all of a sudden, I started doing lifestyle measures and doing plant-based diets. All of a sudden, everybody was getting off medications instead of putting on my... I finally did one clinic right because of doing more of the green pharmacy and doing natural things. But anyway, back to this. The other things... these things can cause is violent outbursts and aggressive behavior. So that being said, is that why there's a relationship to SSRIs and mass shootings? Now, I went and looked at the data on it. It said that they really don't know how much or how significant that had played a role, and that many of these mass shootings, people, they don't know, but don't think that they were on SSRIs, but
they don't know. They don't know whether they were or not.
But we do know that the Columbine shooting and the Sandy Hook shootings, both of those were on SSRIs or had recently just discontinued them. Mm-hmm. So,
but on the other side, if you had a 14, 15, 16-year-old who was significantly emotionally traumatized and they weren't functioning, did the antidepressant, if it wasn't given, we still don't know that wouldn't have happened, but it does seem like there's at least a causal relationship between a bigger percentage of the kids were on those that then weren't on those, it seems, right?
It seems. Yes. I don't...
Okay. We're not going to sit here and say that it's absolute. It isn't.
Right. But what we do know is that they have a propensity to cause violent outbursts and aggressive behavior. Yeah. Isn't that kind of a prerequisite to...
Hey, I know somebody who was prescribed Prozac for their dog. The dog became very, very mean and was never mean before.
There you go.
And I know that for an absolute fact.
All right, so what are alternatives to these SSRIs that I never knew? And I guarantee you they're not teaching in medical school, and when they're doing the residencies in psychiatry, they're not teaching them any of these things. And I know for a fact that, you know, people that go to a psychiatrist I know... He simply manages medications. He doesn't try anything else. He doesn't do counseling. Mm-hmm. He just manages your medications. That's all they're doing is manage. Oh, how's it working for you? It's doing fine. Here's your refill. Bye. Oh, it's not, you're having some problems here. Let's go up on the dose, or let's change you over to this other drug right here. That's their only solutions.
Let me throw something in. This is where the individual patient has to understand something that I've preached for decades. We have to create a team approach. That doesn't mean you get rid of your psychiatrist. It means you search for other components of other systems of healing that's compatible. You might get a personal trainer at a gym. You might get a yoga instructor. You might get a nutritionist. You might just add other ones on. Don't expect a carpenter, or don't expect a person who does roofing on your house to fix your plumbing. They can't know everything. So add people to your platform.
Yeah, I agree. And so what do we need to do for alternatives? Of course, not being deficient in things that we need to be sufficient in, people have no idea how important vitamin D is to depression. I mean, you find people having depression, you're going to find somebody that's low in vitamin D levels.
Almost totally.
Yeah, it's crazy how much of an effect that vitamin D has on so many things in the body. It's very anti-inflammatory. People don't give it credit for that, but it's very good for depression. Last time I was on the show, I talked about lithium. People deficient in lithium cannot control GSK3 levels, which are causing inflammation and causing all kinds of problems. If lithium's on board, you can actually have benefits to the brain. You're not having the inflammation. You're getting neurogenesis. When you're sleeping, you're getting new neurons. You find somebody that's lithium deficient, you're going to find somebody that might have Alzheimer's, dementia, depression, anxiety. Lithium is critical. This is why Dr. Michael Neals, I said, wants to label this as an essential micronutrient, because it's that important to the functioning of our brain. So lithium's important.
And you know, here I am, I take so many supplements, and I, for some reason, I off and on take lithium, and you keep talking about it. I know a lot, but you keep reminding me of the importance. I have to get that into my regular protocol of, what, about 1 to 3 milligrams? Is that what we do?
5 milligrams.
5 milligrams, okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
And if you're a little deficient, maybe start out with 10 for a week or so. Omega-3s, can't emphasize enough how important omega-3s are to everything, but your brain health and your mood, especially when we talk about the EPA part of omega-3s are the important part for treating depression. But omega-3 is important. Vitamin D, as I mentioned. When you get some herbs, you can get St. John's wort, ashwagandha are also things. But like we said, lifestyle modifications, exercise, mindfulness practices, prayer, and natural sunlight. Can't emphasize that enough. But back to saffron. Saffron is our nature's antidepressant. It's nature's SSRI. All the benefits that you may get, just as effective, head-to-head studies over and over and over again. Last year, a 2025 meta-analysis of 8 studies found no significant difference between saffron and SSRIs in reducing depressive symptoms. It works just as well, but guess what? It's going to start working in 1 to 2 weeks versus going through hell for 1 to 2 weeks to see if the medicine's going to work, okay? And what is it? We got mood and mental health, all right? So multiple clinical trials have shown it's going to work. It's going to treat mild to moderate depression, anxiety, just as good as fluoxetine, sertraline. All right.
Fluoxetine is Prozac?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So that's just the mood. And what other side benefits? You're going to get side effects that we've already gone through with SSRIs. Like most things in the green pharmacy, we're going to have side benefits. What are our side benefits with saffron? Heart health. Anti-inflammatory, lipid-lowering effects. So it's reducing cardiovascular risk, being on saffron, heart health. Now, do I say it's my first go-to with my heart patients? No, but it has been shown to be heart healthy. Good cognitive function improves cognition in Alzheimer's patients, studies show. PMS relief, okay. Enhanced visual function and age-related macular degeneration. So reduced intraocular pressure. So good for eyes.
You'll
see saffron.
Really? I did not realize that.
You'll see
it
in some of the eye products.
Wow.
Sleep quality increases sleep duration and quality. All right. And here's the opposite of what you get with the SSRIs. Weight management. All right. You get reduced appetite, body weight, and waist circumference in overweight individuals with saffron. Antioxidant properties. We're not going to get that with the SSRIs. Maybe some cancer showing some positive effects there. Improved insulin sensitivity, so blood sugar regulation. And then here's the last one I'll mention, which is a crucial difference between the SSRIs and saffron. Improved sexual function and satisfaction in both men and women who take saffron. Libido enhancement.
Bam!
All right, so go get your saffron today. All right? What do you think about that, Clint?
Fantastic.
Hey, we woke him up to say that, okay?
We did not. I was focusing on my depression.
He's thinking about that saffron.
Absolutely. Are we ready to roll?
And none of us are making fun of people who are severely depressed.
We've all been down this road.
Down this road. That's why we can laugh about it. I don't know about Kurt, but I know I have. You have. Most people have at a certain time.
And we're all looking for something to help us, and it'd be nice if there were options that weren't always so powerful or through the medical
world. Help us is the word, and not masking it, because masking always leads to negative outcomes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, it will wrap up the show, but right now we're going to let you check out these messages here on Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75. Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store. When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for years on this show and daily inside Nutrition World, our mission has been simple: give you clear, trustworthy health advice you can act on. So let's wrap it up today with a couple other practical steps you can start immediately. Hey, we got an offer. You come into Nutrition World anytime over the next week and mention that you heard this on Vital Health Radio. We got two immune products. These are liquids by a company called Wish Garden. Absolutely respect the science behind these people. These are not podunk hillbillies
fly by night companies. Yeah, whatever you want to go
people
with.
People who
yeah.
play fiddles instead of violins.
Absolutely.
And so this one is a immune boost for pregnancy, has been well-researched to be safe during pregnancy. And the one for kids, my daughter says mix it with honey because these are active herbs. They don't taste great. There are kids who are attracted to this, but we've lost our instinct for health, so most kids aren't. But mix it when they're under the weather. And, of course, if they have medical conditions, ask their pediatrician about it. They won't know anything, but legally we must recommend you to do that. So come in here and choose which one, pregnancy or kids.
So it's the first 10, though, right?
First 10 people.
The first 10, you can take your pick of either one of those two products.
And since this plays on Sunday on the radio and then podcast on Tuesday, you have a little time to do that. I'd say it will take a few days. Tell people your podcast.
You can find all of them. I carry 20 different ones, but I own about 9 or 10 of them. I carry other ones of friends of mine in this area, but they're well established. You can find all those podcasts with one link. NoogaPodcast.com. Podcast is plural. NoogaPodcast.com. From crime to politics to adventure, health, faith, veterans, you name it. We've got something there for you. Thank you, sir.
Truly amazing. And don't forget, with spring here, our fireside herbicide, if you're wanting to kill the weeds and any plants you want to kill, and it doesn't hurt the soil. Did a great seminar with Howard, a gentleman who's involved with this product, and it is an invention. It's a new invention. It actually dehydrates plants instead of poisoning them. That's why earthworms will return to the soil within a short period after spraying it. That will never happen with glyphosates and any of the other chemical pesticides. What do you think about that?
I think it's fantastic, and I love to kill weeds in my yard. I am a, I love it.
There's something, I don't know, it maybe it's a man thing.
It is, my dad does it, all my son does it. It's like, there's weeds, go get the can, go get it.
All right, brother.
Killed. Yep. Hey, thank you everybody for listening this week. Don't forget, it comes out Tuesday on podcast format. It is Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our friends at Nutrition World. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.